These people also await nothing but a single mighty blast, the one which none may retard. They say, our Rabb, hasten our doom for us before the day of reckoning. O Prophet, have patience at what they say, and remember our servant Dawood, the man of strength, who was frequent in turning to Allah for guidance. We made the mountains join him in our praises at evening and at sunrise, and the birds too, with all their flocks, join in singing with him. We strengthened his kingdom and gave him wisdom and sound judgment in speech and decision. Have you heard the story of the two litigants who made an entry into his private chamber through climbing over the wall? When they entered in upon Dawood and he became terrified, they said, have no fear, we are two litigants, one of whom has wronged the other. Judge rightly between us, and do not be unjust, and guide us to the right way. This man is my brother. He has 99 ewes, while I have only one ewe. Yet he says, turn over to me, and he has the means to prevail against me in what he says. Without listening to the other litigant, Dawood said, he has certainly wronged you in seeking to add your ewe to his flock. In fact, many partners are unjust to one another, except those who believe and do good deeds, and they are few indeed. While saying this, Dawood realized that he had tested him. So he sought forgiveness of his Rabb, and fell down on his knees and turned to Allah in repentance. So we forgave his error. He will enjoy a place of nearness with us and an excellent abode. We said, O Dawood, we have made you a vicegerent in the earth, so rule among the people with justice and do not follow your own desires, lest they mislead you from the way of Allah. As for those who go astray from the way of Allah, they shall surely have a severe punishment because of forgetting the day of reckoning.